There's a doctor. No, my beloved, we are Muslim. We have been sent. We have been selected. We have been chosen by Allah. We have been taken out for the hidayat of the whole of mankind. To go to each and every one, black and white, rich and poor, east to west, north to south. Allahu Akbar. Africa to Asia, Indonesia, striving in the path of Allah, without any ulterior motive, without expecting a blue bean from a single human being, going from person to person, like the Anbiya alayhi salam went, and our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. Allahu Akbar, our elders say, my beloved brothers, at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Miraj, Nabi alayhi salam was Imamul Anbiya, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummat is Imamul Ummat. This ummat has been sent, this ummat has been selected and chosen to take the whole of mankind out of this deception of dunya. To take, Allahu Akbar, to make this whole world understand that there's nobody in this world that can benefit you. There's nobody who can harm you. There's nobody who can give you. There's nobody who can take you from you. Allah is the only giver. Allah is the only protector. Allah is the only sustainer. Allah is the only maker. We have been sent by Allah. We have been chosen by Allah. We have been taken out by Allah. This must come into the recesses of our heart. This must come into the bottom of our heart. Our every day, the first worry, Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib said, the first thought that must come to a Muslim's mind, the first thought that must come into his mind is that in this world, how many are believing and how many are not believing? And the next thought that must come into a Muslim's mind is that from those who believe, how many obey and how many are not obeying? Huh? Allah has kept success, my beloved brothers, not in shops. If the Muslims become the richest in the world, doesn't mean Allah's help is with us and probably not with us. If the Muslim becomes the most learned and we become the scientists and the doctors and this, wallah, Allah's help is not with us. If the Muslims obey Allah, follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only then is Allah's help with us. My beloved brothers, khuda ki qasam, if all the schools close, and all the universities close, and all the shops close, and all the jobs are taken away, but if we obey Allah, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved brothers, we are successful. Allah doesn't need schools to make us successful. Allah doesn't need universities to make us successful. Allah doesn't need shops to make us successful. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need jobs to make us successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only kept one condition for success, that is his obedience and the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our one elder said so nicely, Allahu Akbar. He said, you cannot separate honey from sweetness, milk from whiteness, Allahu Akbar, flowers from fragrance, water from wetness. In the same way, you can never, ever, ever separate deen from success. You can never ever, khuda ki qasam. You can never accept. Wallah, you cannot. Get this yakin in the recesses of our heart, in the bottom of our heart, that that man who got all the wealth in the world, but he doesn't obey Allah, he'll never be successful. In the way of Yahud and Nasara, Mushrikeen, Mulhidin, there is no success. In the way of Rus and America, there is no success. In the way of things, there is no success. Wallah, my all the technology in the world hasn't provided and will never provide till the day of Qiyamah success to one man. Cell phones can't help us. Microwave ovens can't help us. Take it out of our hearts. Only our help is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There's no help from anything. Only in the orders of Allah, in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, agar kisi ne kaha mera ran bol sakta hai. If somebody says my thigh can speak, it's the fact. On the day of Qiyamah, the thigh will speak. Allah will seal the tongues, the thigh will speak. But if somebody says that there's another way of success other than deen, it can never be. It can never be. It will never be. Allahu Akbar, probably black milk, if Allah wants, you'll get. It's possible for an elephant to come through the eye of a needle by the qudrat of Allah. But it is not possible for any way of success other than the way of deen. That's the yakin that has to come into our heart. My beloved brothers, all of us have to walk and traverse on the face of this world. What does yakin in our heart? And go person to person, house to house, shop to shop, job to job. Allahu Akbar. Black to white, rich to poor, men to women, and explain that Allah has kept our success in deen. Allah, Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib say, the complete and complete dawat, the shortest and complete dawat, he say, khairul kalam makallah wadallah, something to receive. The complete, our success in this world and the year after lies in obeying Allah and following Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the yakin. He say, by talking on the greatness of Allah, the greatness of the order of Allah must come in our heart. As in Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali or Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Allahu Akbar, so much yakin must come in our heart that one order of Allah is more precious than the seven heavens and seven earths. And the breaking of one sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wallah, all the kafirs put together can't do nothing to us. All the Yahud put together can't do nothing to us. Their things can't do nothing to us. Their wealth can't do nothing to us. Their things can't do. This is the yakin. A Muslim getting affected that a gun can do. That harm is from this one. Harm is from that one. Benefit is from the... La ilaha illallah. Benefit is only from Allah. Harm is only from Allah. Success is only from Allah. Happiness is only from Allah. Life is only from Allah. Wealth is only from Allah. Life will be taken if Allah desires. Life will be given if Allah desires. This yakin has to come into our heart. Nobody in this world can harm us. Nobody in this world can benefit us. Nobody's riches can harm us. Nobody's riches can harm us. Nobody's connection can do anything to us. Only Allah does. Only Allah does. Only Allah does. Only Allah does. We have to go to each and every man on the face of this earth. This is our only work on this earth. Allah has not made us for anything else. Allah has not made us for anything else. One great Imam Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, if I'm not mistaken, says, if the sky is made out of copper and the earth is made out of lead, so that not one drop of rain falls and not one blade of grass grows, and if after that the thought comes into my heart that how Allah provides, then I'm a kafir. Allah is not in need of shops. Allah is not in need of jobs. Allah is not in need of South Africa. Allah is not in need of gold. Allah is not in need of the Swiss bank. Allah is Allah. Allah provides by His Qudrat. Allah provides by His Taqat. Allah gives, feeds how He wants. Maksab opened everything last night. This yakin has to come into our heart, into bottom of our heart, into every child's heart, into every man's heart, into every woman's heart. This is the only way of success. My beloved brothers, there is no other way. Our elders say, that boss that got yakin that the shop provides is an azab to his staff. Our elders say, my beloved brothers, that father who's got yakin that a degree does, a shop does, a job does, is an azab to his children. Our elders say, that governor who's got yakin that the government does, that this does, is an azab to that entire country. Our elders say, my beloved brothers, to say America can't do is nothing. To say everybody's shop can't do, he say, asal we have to say my shop can't do. He say, Maulana Farooq Sahib say, hai, kaha ke suraj nahi kar sakte hai. You say the sun can't do. The sun says, till today I never disobeyed Allah. Now, even the American dollar got in God we trust. What's that? Our elders say, jis jagah yakin atka hua hai, that place where that yakin is stuck. That place where that yakin is stuck. To take that incorrect yakin out of there, that is yakin. If that yakin is stuck in my shop, if that yakin is stuck in my job, if that yakin is stuck in my this, hey, the wife's yakin on the husband, the child's yakin on the father's yakin on the son's yakin on this, that yakin to come out, that is la ilaha illallah. Huh? That shop can't do, that job can't do, my this can't do, my boss can't do. Success is in the orders of Allah. Success is in the obedience of Allah. Success is in the way of life of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This yakin has to enter our heart. For this the elders are saying, my beloved brothers, day in, night out, day in, night out, we have been sent, we have been selected. Our life, somebody asked Maulana Ahmad Lath Sahab, what must be your life outside Jamaat? He said, this must be your life. What your life is in Jamaat must be your life outside Jamaat. Huh? A Muslim has been sent day in. We have to give the dawah of this. Allah does, Allah does, Allah does. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, Asal dawat to nafi hai. The real dawat is negation. To go person to person. Allahu Akbar. He say, or teer ka nishani apna dil hai. And the what you call bull's eye. When you throw the dart, the bull's eye is your own heart. How much your heart got affected by this dawat? Like how they say, one Maulana said, you know what, if you got yakin, you can walk over the water. So one Dehati poor farmer said, all right. He got yakin, so he walked over the water. Whenever he goes home, there's a river, he just walks over. One day he told Malsab, chalo, come to my house for the sake of dawat. I want to feed you. So Malsab said, all right, let's go together. As they come there by the river, he said, chalo, bismillah, majriha wa mursaha, inna rabbi laghafur rahim. And he was walking. Malsab said, stop, 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 get a boat. He said, but Malsab, you the one who told me if you got yakin, you can walk. Malsab said, you're right, your yakin is made, mine is not made. It's not who says it. Allahu Akbar. This yakin has to come into every man's heart, every woman's heart. That my... The yakin is not necessary to walk over water. The yakin is not necessary to sit on fire. That is not the yakin. The yakin that is required, my beloved brothers, is that yakin has to come into our heart. That only and only in the orders of Allah, only and only in the way of life of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our success. Not in riches, not in poverty, not in gold, not in silver, not in health, not in wealth. Allahu Akbar, in nothing. One day we went to Philippines, so one brother told us, he said, you know what, a Pakistan Jamaat came here. So the person in the Jamaat, they told him, they were making tashkil. So he said, you make dua, if Allah Pak gives me wealth, money, Then I'll go for 4 months. He say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You're asking that you must get the yakin of America, then Allah will take you. No, brothers, Allah does with wealth. Allah does without wealth. Allah does with means. Allah does against means. Allah does with means. Allah does without means. This yakin has to come into our heart, in the heart of the whole of mankind. Our yakin has to go away, my beloved brothers, from things. Our yakin has to go away from wealth. This whole world must look nothing to us. Allahu Akbar. If we don't give dawah daily, if we don't speak about Allah's greatness daily, our elders say, no matter who you are, you'll get affected. Our elders say, Allahu Akbar, no matter who you are, no matter what you are, no matter what you possess, if you are not in the mahal of dawah daily, there is no chance of survival, whoever you are. You know, brothers, Allah, just to make us understand, one close friend of mine, he told me, he says, you know what, my daughter wanted to go to high school. So I asked a very learned person, what must I do? So the learned person told me, you know what, send your daughter to go and get an education at high school, because what happens if she gets married to a poor man? This incorrect yakin which is sitting in our heart. Meet a young man, why are you not married? He say, you know what, man, I can't, I'm not settled. Since when must you provide for the wife? The wife, it is the Allahu Akbar. Everyone comes with their own rosy. Ask a young man, how many children? He say, no, this times are hard, family planning, we can't provide. Say, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala says, because of the children, we will give you risk. Because of them, we'll provide for you.